Hi, it's Billy.
Billy, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff. Trying to get a hold of Keith, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Keith, how you doing? Sorry, just now getting back to you. I actually took off at noon on Friday when my sister graduated from college, so I had to go check that out.
Oh, and, that's wonderful.
I've been playing catch-up ever since, so. But I'm glad I was able to get a hold of you. So I just was circling back around, and we received everything, but I just didn't have an idea of what sort of loan you were looking for.
Okay, let me hop back in my office here.
Sure, not a problem.
All right, go ahead. What do you need to know?
So just to give you an idea, we have probably 15 different type of loan programs available. Just checking in to see which one you're geared more towards, or if you're looking to do more of like a working capital loan or an equipment loan or something of that nature.
From what I understand, it sounds like the first thing for us to do is an equipment loan.
So primarily for equipment then?
I've got some taxes and things to take care of, but I'd be more than willing to put some of our equipment on this.
You know what, for some reason the phone's cut out just a little bit, but
you're good. Can you hear me now?
I can now, yeah, I'm sure can.
Okay, I'm not really sure exactly what loan we want. I mean, I do have some assets that we can put on for the loan. I mean, basically, I've got some taxes that I've got to get paid and a couple of vendors. I had a kind of tough patch last year. I had to let go of one of my business partners for embezzlement.
Oh, man.
And he kind of put me in a bind, but, we're in great shape. The company's doing better than we ever have, especially quit the bleeding. But the fact of the matter is, we've got to get some of these taxes taken care of. Obviously, the big deal, and other vendors. And so I'm willing to kind of do whatever we need to get a loan to go through.
Okay.
So $250,000 for an equipment. I've got trucks to pay for and stuff that I'd be to put on for this loan, whichever's going to be the best interest rate and the quickest way to make this possible.
All right. Well, that gives me a really good idea then. So I think in your case, what we'd want to look at is just to get a kind of a snapshot of the current cash flow situation for the company. So we'd want to look at probably 6 months of business bank statements. Your most recent business tax return. And do you happen to accept credit card payments from your clients at all?
We do.
Okay. They may want to look at 4 months of credit card processing statements as well. If you have those readily available, great. If you don't, we can cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay.
But that should be about it, really. And as far as the equipment goes, do you have a specific vendor you like to use, or is it going to kind of be something you need to find, or have you already received a quote for the equipment?
I haven't. It's, the printers that we have are a Gandy Innovation printers. It's kind of all the, I'm not sure what all you're going to need from us as far as, do you need like the serial numbers on them or whatnot, or I'm not sure.
And you own the printers outright then?
What's that?
You own the printers outright that you'd be using for collateral?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. You know what? I can send out an equipment list. Eventually, what they'll probably want to look at is a condition report with pictures and things of that nature. You can write the specifics on it. But
sure.
In the meantime, we can just, I'll send you out the equipment list. You can fill it out on there. And typically, I like to do the equipment financing first and then do the working capital afterwards. Because from my experience in the eyes of the underwriters, if they still want to see that we're doing multiple loans on one client, you know what I mean? But it ends up working out. They like to just see the equipment loan first, actually. So, but were you looking to purchase more of another printer, or what were you looking to purchase exactly?
I'm trying to just get every boss with a bunch of people, and then the goal would be to actually get another truck. Another boom truck.
Boom truck, okay. We could submit it with just an idea of, you know, what it is and what you think the cost is going to be and get the approval that route. And then, you know, once we get the approval, you can go do your shopping at that point.
Okay.
If that works out for you.
If you could, I know my controller said that you guys emailed her, Mahala, and she said that she replied to you. You know, just all the stuff that you really need, she's going to be to head this stuff up. I'm actually heading out of town, heading down your way. I'm going to Newport Beach Friday. I'm going to be gone all next week.
Okay. Yeah, right up the road from us.
So, yeah, I'd really like to get this rolling while I'm out of town. Can I give you Mahala's email address?
Yeah, actually, I have been emailing her back and forth. I have received 6 months of bank statements at this point. Let me see what I sent to her last, actually. Yeah, she already reached out to me. I didn't realize that was who... that she was with you. That's how busy I've been this morning.
Yeah, that's my girl. So,
All right.
As long as you're coordinating with her, she'll kind of be my middle person. And so whatever, you know, you got all that stuff. So we just kind of work together.
Okay, yeah, sounds like we're on the same sheet of music because I did email her the equipment list at 8:34 a.m. my time this morning. So she's got that. Okay. I assume she's probably filling that out. And I'll just email her right now, let her know that we spoke. And go from there. So it's all in the works for you, buddy.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate your phone call.
Not a problem. I'll talk with you soon. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.